saying a lot for you, mine at your location. I mean, because there's a lot of dirt between you and me. Yeah, I don't understand that. I need to go out and look and see where you are at relative to me. Or there's another guy in Penrose. Don't remember his call. His name is Rich. He gets into our repeater on the Good Morning Net. And I mean, he's not, you know, nice, loud, and clear, but he's understandable and repeatable. So I got a feeling he's probably a little bit more west of you than whatever. Anyway, he gets in, and like I said, I'm hearing you tonight. Other nights, I don't hear you. I can tell you're there, but I can't understand you. But tonight's one of those nights is working well.
And if it's who I think it is, he is just around the corner from me. But he's got one hunk of dirt that's not in the way. That's probably the difference.
Yeah, I understand that. I've done some playing around where I'm at, and I'm like 3.8 miles from our repeater. But High Top Mountain, which is what WCQS and I think the gas companies up there are. And as you go east from that mountaintop, it drops down. There's a flat place, and then it drops on down into the valley, and they call that Daniel Ridge. I have to look through that chunk of rock. And generally, to be sure that I get in reliably, I run 20 watts into a Yagi sort of pointed at the repeater. And again, I'm, you know, I can almost stand up on the roof and holler about as far as the repeater is away from me. But I got a chunk of rock between me and it. And if I drop up into my street, I get in with a handheld. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. LBA out in east end of the county. I listened the other night on there what they were doing, and I could barely hear him. I could hear a guy in Oakley, just like we're talking on a repeater, and I could hear some others. So I guess all that proves is if something happened and enough of us have our radios on, we have a way of getting things around. It may not be direct, but that guy in Oakley, if he can hear me, I know he can hear the guy up in Ridgecrest. So anyway, that all works. We'll turn it back to you, Patrick, and again, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll holler at you again next year. KO4 HKX, KC4EZN.
It's good to hear you. And yeah, I'm only running about 20 watts tonight. But my antenna is aimed the opposite direction of the repeater. It's aimed at you. So I bounce off the granite quarry here to get to the repeater behind me and up on top of the ridge. So that's how I get into the 610. But I cannot get into the 190 from this location. Now, once I go mobile, I can get in from my mobile station, but I can't get in from right here where I'm at.
As I drive around, I pick up, we have a club meetings at AB Tech up on top of that hill. I can listen to the net. And then as I go down the hill towards the river, you disappear, and as you know, it's in and out, and up at the end of my street, I can hear you. But if I drive down to my house, I lose you. But my antenna is 20 feet above the roof of my house on a long pole. So, well, actually, this antenna is only, it's maybe 12 or 15 feet above the top of my house. So, elevation helps, but yeah, it's spotty around here, and I think I've tried to check in a couple of times, but when I'm moving, the slots into the Caesar's Head repeater are kind of like looking through a fence. if you just at the right angle, you can see, but if you move an inch one way or the other, you lose it. And that's about the way it is. But from here to the house, I get into your repeater down there really, really well, and I don't understand it because the Blue Ridge Parkway is between me and that repeater. But I'm thinking that knife edge refraction may be what it is. Because I've looked at the map and printed out the topo and, you know, done all that stuff to where you can see the topography along your line of sight from one place to another. And that's my only explanation why I can get into the Caesar's Head repeater. And I can do it with 5 watts. It's not real clean and clear, but I can do it. Again, that's, you know, that push comes to shove day. You got to do it. It's still there. We're going to get back to you, Patrick, and maybe we've stirred up some interest. It would be helpful to know, you know, if any of you folks down there hear any of us up here on Simplex. I know I go over occasionally and listen, and I don't hear anybody checking in to your net, except I can get you. And then if there's anybody up here, I can sometimes hear them. Anyway, store that away in that place of information that hopefully you'll never have to use. But we've all been there a couple of times in our lifetime, so it's just helpful. We'll turn it back to you, Patrick. And again, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to everybody else. KO4HKX, KC4EZN.
KO4HKX. Hey, good to hear you. And yeah, it's good to know who you can communicate with and who you can't. You never know when you might need that. I bet there was a lot of people wishing they'd have known a little over a year ago. But I hope we stir up quite a bit of interest about the area and get more people involved out here and playing with the radios. I appreciate you being here tonight, Harry, and good to hear you. Hope you and the family have a happy new year. With that, we will try again, see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for tonight. And invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net. And I know you'll enjoy his net. And hopefully you come back and visit him. Because I won't see you till next year. Or you won't hear my voice on the net till next year. So hope everybody has a happy new year. And thank you for everybody for coming by tonight and checking in with us. But I'm going to send my net report, and I'll return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Happy New Year to all.